When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday, here on August 1st, here on the first day of the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. Again, Chris will be broadcasting live from the Museum of Modern Heritage coming up in the next hour. But right now, it's me and you. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing all right. We're getting a little bit of a cutout there in your phone.
Am I better?
That's better.
Okay, I was in a time warp, I guess. So news is happening this morning. I actually was just on online, and I was just peeping through some stuff, and it turns out that the former Marine, not even former Marine, Paul Whelan, and the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershovitz, who were both prisoners of Russia, they have been released. They've been negotiated in a multinational prisoner swap.
Well, that's big news.
That's huge news. And obviously, we should be happy about that. But I'm also on the not conspiratorial side, but I'm like, awfully convenient that nobody could get this done until right before an election. That smells to me of it's a little too convenient. I'm completely happy, and I'm fine with it happening now. But I'm also like, interesting, a few months before an election and all of a sudden the president is able to push through it and the administration is able to push through a multinational. I understand it takes probably months to negotiate this, but it just really smells bad. In my skeptical view, you know, Donald Trump tried. I think even Donald Trump refused to release Whelan. Because he didn't want to give Russia anything. But, you know, it is good news at the same time. You know, it's great news actually for the Marine and for a Wall Street Journal reporter on these bunk charges of espionage.
Well, I mean, I guess your conspiracy theory would be a little bit more bolstered if the administration comes out and says, you know, and thanks to Vice President Harris for helping to make it happen.
Well, I'm sure the campaign is going to take credit for it. Trust me. I'm sure they will be... you know, putting this all over campaign media as soon as because it's undisclosed sources by Bloomberg and Wall Street Journal is actually reporting it also, but it's obviously anonymous sources at the moment. But as soon as the sources have been revealed or they admit it, I'm sure the campaign is going to run with it. Absolutely. And they're going to make it a point to say Donald Trump didn't do it, which I think is, I mean, it's right. He didn't do it and he refused to actually get him released because he didn't want to negotiate with Russia. But on the other hand, we look at it this way, it's a lack in the air and it just really smells I keep saying conspiratorial, but you know what I'm
right,
saying.
Right, I know what you mean. And I think though, just as much as, you know, Kamala Harris could use this as a feather in her cap in the campaign, it's also something that I think, you know, Joe Biden could use the win for because people are, you know, saying, well, what's he doing? Is he just playing out the string here for 6 months? Like, what is he actually doing?
Right.
And so if he comes forward and says, yeah, here's what I'm doing. Now that I don't have to focus on the campaign, I can focus on more important things like this.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're right in that aspect. Like I said, I don't know who the other countries are. I don't know who the prisoners are. I do remember, I think we knew, obviously, a prisoner of the basketball chick over there for like a massive, big murdering Russian, where Joe Biden was actually criticized for that. But so we'll see who the prisoners are that we swapped out. But yeah, I figured I'd give you a shout, let you know, especially being a reporter yourself. You know, I figured you'd appreciate the Wall Street Journal reporter.
We're losing you a little bit there.
Am I back?
It sounds like you're back.
I keep jumping in and out of the time warp. This is what I'm here.
That's all right. Are you going all the way back to 1981 when MTV debuted, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then there we go.
And so, yeah, getting back to it, you know, I'm really happy. I think Wheeler's been there for quite a few years, all the way to, I don't know when he was imprisoned by the Russians, but I know Donald Trump tried to get him out, but he refused to negotiate. And the Wall Street Journal report, I'm not sure how long he's been in prison for as well, but good news at the same time, you know, so I figured I'd give you a little bit of everybody, a little bit of good news on that front.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, Tim.
Have a good day. And if you want to call in and react, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We did get an app message from Barb in New Bedford, and let me pull it up here. She says, the point that Trump was making is that the word black has always meant African-American. Well, I don't agree with that, but Harris is a woman of color. She is Jamaican and Indian, same as Obama was mixed race. He is white and black. But when it's to their advantage, these politicians will use black as their heritage to get the black vote. It happens all the time in an election year. That's a myopic view of race. And that doesn't really encompass all that is involved here. So first of all, I don't know where you get the idea that black means African American. There are plenty of black people who are not from Africa. African American means African American. And Kamala Harris's father is black, from Jamaica. So if black means African American, would you tell a Jamaican that they can't call themselves black? It doesn't make any sense. So she never said that she was African American. She said that she was black. And she is. Just as, okay, so Barack Obama is mixed race as well. But that doesn't mean that they're not black. It doesn't mean that Obama doesn't get to say that he's the first black president. It doesn't mean that she doesn't get to say that she's the first. And first of all, why does it matter? Why do you get so hung up about it? Right? The Trump people are the ones that are telling us that it shouldn't matter. That your race shouldn't matter. But when you think it's a gotcha moment, then you can make a big deal out of it. Oh, well, see, now we can get her on it. So now it matters. Now it matters when you want to, what you want. It doesn't, you can be two things at once. The idea that you have to be some sort of purebred one thing or another, that's Nazi thinking. That's eugenics. I'm not calling you Nazis if you think that way. I'm just saying that that's the way that Nazis thought. People are a combination of many things. And if they are a combination of many things, those many things are all part of their identity. I don't know why this is so hard for people to understand, including Donald Trump. And if that is the point, if he's trying to say that the point that Trump was trying to make is that black has always meant African-American, well, that's a false point. And he would have been booed out of the room for saying something like that in a convention of black journalists. And if his point is that she plays that game to suit whatever audience she's speaking to, as the app chatter, as Barr pointed out, that's what all politicians do. Joe Biden is a Pennsylvanian when he's talking to Pennsylvania, but he's a Delawarean when he's talking in Delaware. And you know what? He's right on both, because he's from both places. I don't know why you're going to try to force somebody to be one thing or the other. Celebrate what makes everybody different and what makes everybody, representative of many communities. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Well done, Tim.
Thank you.
Yes. You always explain things so good. At the end of the day, we're all just human beings. And at the end of the day, somebody's going to be in that White House. So everybody else, the rhetoric, oh, bull. Donald Trump, unfortunately, he can't keep his own 2 feet out of the way of himself. You understand? He's always tripping over his words. He's a mess. He can't help it. Diarrhea of the mouth, I think, is one of the hosts said a few months back.
I mean, that's what kind of goes on. And you know, you see that with a lot of people where it's, they say something and then they look and they see and they're like, okay, is anybody reacting? Okay, let me say this. And then it just kind of keeps, and then it becomes like stream of consciousness thinking. And you say, and again, I'm not, this isn't any comment on his mental acuity or his intelligence or anything. It happens with a lot of people. A lot of people will just start talking and don't know when to rein it back.
Right. It's so true. And that is, that's part of Donald Trump.
I mean, I'm one of them. That's why I got this job, because I can just crack the mic, start talking and not stop until I have to.
Well, I'm glad, though, because this is meant for you. But you do it. You're so fair. You really, really do look at things in such a wonderful way. And nobody out there, I think if anybody can explain anything, it's you.
Well, many, many people listening will probably disagree with you, but thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. So listen, on the MTV thing, my husband went. Okay, so there was a girl. I think her name was Amanda, on MTV. She had the long black hair.
Ananda Lewis?
Yeah, Ananda Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay, so she got a talk show, and my husband had the day off, and he told me, I'm driving to New York. I'm going to go. I'm going to sit in the audience, because he just thought she was the most beautiful thing ever, right? And when he got there that day, I think I do know, because I'm sure he didn't bring this. But they were doing a segment on bras, and he gave so after the show, Ananda signed a bra for him, and it says Alan, but the date is 4/12, so I'm trying to figure out, couldn't have been the year, 2012, that wouldn't make sense to me. So it says Alan, God bless, thanks for my stuff, and then she signed her name, but she didn't do her last name. And he had that in a bag after he passed. I'm going through all this stuff. And they found it, and they said, oh, my God, I remember that. And then the tickets are there and everything. If I can find the tickets, I'll know the exact, year and everything.
Well, it only lasted 2 seasons. It was on 2001 to 2002. And I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at an episode guide here, and you can see where some of them are. So the problem with some of those talk shows, though, is that they tape them sometimes months in advance when they actually air.
Right? I don't know. Back then, maybe, that would seem...
So I'm just taking a look to see if I see anything about bras. But I'll keep looking, and I'll let you know if I see anything on that.
If his name wasn't on it, maybe it would be worth something to somebody.
Sometimes people will pay for things that are that still have somebody else's name on them. Especially if it's somebody who's not around anymore. Thankfully, she's still with us. But I'd take a Groucho Marx autograph that had somebody else's name on it.
Oh, cool! You got a Groucho? Yeah, right. That's awesome.
No, I don't have one, but I'd like one.
Oh, you'd like one? Yeah, right. Because that would be a big deal. Who played him in? What was that actor's name? God, he's huge. He does the Marvel movies. He played him. He played a good Groucho Marx.
I don't know. The only person I know that played him was Gabe Kaplan and Frank Ferrante. Those are the only people I know that played Groucho.
No. I can see him now with his big brown eyes. And he's in Marvel. And he was with Gwyneth Paltrow in the Marvel.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.? No, he played Chaplin. He played Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, he played Chaplin.
Yeah,
right.
He did a great job in Chaplin, yeah.
Yes, he did. He did. I digressed in this conversation. But do you want this in the tickets if I find them?
I mean, somebody else might be more of an Ananda Lewis fan than I am. I thought she was a good person, but you might find somebody online that's interested.
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm not on the computer. But, all right, well, that's all I really had for you today.
Now it's going out into the ether on the podcast, so who knows who we'll hear from. Maybe Ananda Lewis herself is listening, and she wants it back.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I'm looking for that bra. I've been missing that bra, so.
It's a nice bra. It's satin.
I just don't know that I want to own somebody's bra. It's a little strange to me, but I get it. All right, well, thank you for the call. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. Well, right now, why don't I take a quick break? We'll be back in just a few moments. So that's Time Heals by Todd Rundgren. That was the 8th video played on MTV on this date 43 years ago on its launch. And the funny thing about Time Heals, we were talking about Groucho Marx with Sketty. Well, Groucho Marx had that great, great line. Time wounds all heals. So, speaking of wounds and healing, how about a health fair, right? The We Care Community Health Fair is happening Saturday, August 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the New Bedford Community Health Center, 399 at Cushland Avenue in downtown New Bedford. Thanks to their sponsors, Walgreens, Monahan Printing Company in Fairhaven, and Costa Custom Metal Fabrication, you can join the NBCH for a fun and free family-friendly day filled with health screenings, health and wellness information, health insurance and enrollment information, community resource tables, healthy snacks, an ice cream truck, a DJ, activities and giveaways, including the chance to win a $500 Visa gift card and free backpacks filled with back-to-school supplies. Be sure to stop by early if you need a backpack and more. So if you'd like to find out more about the upcoming New Bedford Community Health Fair happening, the We Care Community Health Fair happening on Saturday, August 10th from 10 to 2, you can go to gnbchc.org, gnbchc.org for Greater New Bedford Community Health Center, gnbchc.org. So a great thing happening in the community and something you definitely will want to take part in. So 508-996-0500, we can take some more calls coming up. We'll be going to the news in just a couple minutes, but after that, we can take more of your calls before we give things over to Chris, who is going to be broadcasting live from the Museum of Madeiran Heritage to get you started for the feast. But because I like to try to solve a mystery, I did a little digging during the break there. The Ananda Lewis Show, Season 2, Episode 79, broadcast on April 29th, 2002, so it might have been taped on April 12th, but it aired on April 29th, 2002. Underwear specialists help women determine the correct type and size of bra. So there you go. It was 2002. That answers the question there for you, Sketty. And if somebody is looking for Ananda Lewis's bra, talk to Sketty. She's got it for you. Just that would be a really hard thing to explain, especially if I'm not here, if Sketty came to drop it off and she's just like, here, can you give this to Tim and handed it to Michael Rock? And then I get called into the HR office like, why are listeners bringing you bras? Oh, don't worry. It's a former MTV VJ's bra. That's not any better. Why are you saying that that's better? That's not an explanation. The weird things that people collect in their lives. I love that. I think what's the weirdest thing that I have? Probably a piece of somebody's headstone. And not that I want to have a piece of somebody's headstone. I really want to find where it belongs so it can be returned. I'm not the one that took it. But somebody took it and felt that it was cursed and gave it to me when I was writing a book about haunted and cursed objects. And I'd love to find out where it goes, where it belongs, but it's an old 1600s headstone that came from a Cape Cod cemetery, and I don't know where to bring it. That's probably the weirdest thing that I have. But I have had some weird things over the years. And if you have weird things, I'm always willing to take them off your hands. Unless it's Ananda Lewis's bra. That just seems a little bit too creepy to me. But, I mean, I guess she was trying to help people find the right one. So, I'm watching the app chat message to see if there are going to be a whole bunch of people saying, oh, you'd love to have a bra, you creep. But nothing so far. But I do have some app chat messages we'll read when we come back from the news. But right now it is time to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Harris hits back at Trump after remarks about her race. The Boar's Head deli meat recall continues over Listeria concerns, and the election means a familiar face is returning to SNL.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is hitting back at former President Trump after he questioned her heritage.
It was the same old show, the divisiveness and the disrespect. And let me just say, the American people deserve better. The American people deserve better.
Trump, in an interview with the National Association of Black Journalists Convention, said Harris was always of Indian heritage and later happened to, quote, turn black. Harris was speaking at a black sorority celebration Wednesday night in Houston. Harris, who is Indian American and black, was a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority when she attended Howard University, which is a historically black university. Trump believes he's the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln. Trump made the claim during that combative appearance in Chicago.
I have been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
The former president said he's done so much for the black population in this country. A new report says Iran's Ayatollah is ordering an attack on Israel in retaliation for the killing of a Hamas leader. Iranian sources tell the New York Times that Ayatollah Ahamenei has issued an order for Iran to strike Israel in retaliation for Wednesday's killing of a senior Hamas commander. The alleged mastermind behind the 9/11 terror attacks and two of his accomplices will avoid the death penalty following a plea deal. Scott Pringle reports.
Pentagon officials say that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others are expected to plead guilty as soon as next week. They are expected to get life in prison. Juliet lost her father in the 9/11 attacks and is disappointed there will be no trial and no chance of the death penalty.
This is somebody that's going to sit in prison for life on our taxpayer dollars and stay silent. We need information from these individuals.
Mohammed and the others are accused of war crimes, murder, and plotting and training for the 9/11 terror attacks. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Boar's Head is recalling 7 million more pounds of deli meat following two listeria deaths, one in New Jersey, another in Illinois. Epidemiologist Dr. Marina Keller says the bacteria can be much more serious for certain at-risk people, such as seniors, pregnant women, and those with a weakened immune system.
It can be as severe as meningitis-like presentation, where the patient has fever, they start to act funny, and, you know, start to lose consciousness.
In addition to those two deaths, the CDC says at least 34 people have gotten sick in 13 states. Nearly all have been hospitalized and ranged in age from 32 to 94. The latest recall involves liverwurst, ham, bologna, and beef salami made at a Boar's Head plant in Virginia. More than 70 products with sell-by dates spanning July 29th to October 17th are involved. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is introducing a bill to make sure presidents don't have criminal immunity. Schumer's office outlining the No Kings Act, signed by more than two dozen Democratic lawmakers. It's a response to the Supreme Court's recent ruling that Trump has limited immunity for some actions taken while in office. And former Saturday Night Live cast member Maya Rudolph will return to the show this fall. Deadline reports she'll reprise her role as Vice President Harris through the 2024 election. Rudolph won an Emmy in 2020 for her portrayal as Harris on a December 2019 episode. Fans immediately started to call on SNL to bring Rudolph back to play Harris as soon as President Biden announced he was dropping out of the race. The 50th season of SNL premieres on September 28th.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Mariners yesterday, 3-2. Next up, they head to Texas to play the Rangers in a three-game set that starts on Friday night.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Hot and humid for today. This morning, a little bit of cloud cover out there, some sunshine, humidity in place, and temperature in the mid-70s. These heat indices going up to around 90 this afternoon. In the mid-80s, with mostly sunny skies, there is a heat advisory in effect as of noon today through 7 o'clock tomorrow, 7 p.m. As we head into the overnight hours, lower 70s, more heat and humidity for tomorrow. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood and talk is cheap when the story.
And welcome back in. That is REO Speedwagon, Take It on the Run. And that was the ninth video played on MTV. They were also the 17th with Keep on Loving You, which we won't get to today. But what's interesting about that is they played that as a live version, and it was going to be the first concert video ever aired on MTV. Except it was interrupted after 12 seconds due to technical difficulties. So now there's only a blank screen. There was only a blank screen that went out before it went back to the MTV studios. So, but it's still a great song. I did have Chris McCarthy going a couple weeks ago when I said, "Oh, you know how they came up with the name REO Speedwagon?" And there, he knew the answer. It was actually the REO Speedwagon. It was a car, an old obscure car. But I said, no, they scratched off the O on an Oreo and REO. And I almost had him. But you know what goes good with Oreos? Wine, right? Oreos and wine, is that a thing? I don't know if it's a thing, but it should be a thing. What kind of wine do you like? A lot of people have trouble, picking a favorite. Do you like white wine better? Do you like red wine better? Well, some people prefer a rosé. And right now, it's Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Throughout the month of August, you can get 10% off rosés. So it's just one of the things that they do at Stevie's. What can we do for the month of August? Well, let's give 10% off all rosés. And that's in addition to all the great events they have, such as, different wine tastings. You never know when they're going to have one. Follow along on their Facebook page at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Facebook and on Instagram to know when they're going to do something like that. But they also have a wine machine there, for lack of a better term. And what it is there's always a couple of different bottles of wines in there. So you can sample those. You can go in and try something that you've never tried before all the time. And they swap those out with different ones all the time. And they also have a wine chiller so that if you go and you buy your bottle of rosé at 10% off and you want to chill it before you bring it home, they have a chiller machine that's free. You just drop the wine in. It gets it to the temperature. And then you can be on your way, which will come in real handy on a day like today when it's going to be in the 90s. So Stevie's Wine and Spirits is about more than just selling you a bottle of wine. It's about making sure that is the perfect bottle of wine, among all the other great things that they offer. So stop on by and check them out for yourself. Stevie's Wine and Spirits is the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy on most of the items they have in stock, and where you never know what they'll come up with next for a great event or special deal. So check them out there on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven and online at stevieswineandspirits.com and, of course, on Facebook and on Instagram. Let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning. You had mentioned something about the community health center.
Yes.
Can you repeat that?
Give me 1 second to grab that. Yep, let me grab that piece of paper. So they are having the We Care Community Health Fair on Saturday, August 10th from 10 to 2, and that's going to be happening at the Community Health Center on Acushnet Avenue downtown.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And if anybody needs more information on that, it's gnbchc.org. So Greater New Bedford Community Health Center, gnbchc.org. But the fair is happening Saturday, August 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the health center, 399 Cushion Avenue in downtown New Bedford. And I will keep that handy just in case anybody has any other questions about it as we go on through the day. We got some app chat messages here. Let's see. Sunny in a Cushion says, bottom line, I am so happy our U.S. and other hostages are released. I hope some are the Israeli hostages. I don't care who got this done. It doesn't change who I am voting for. Nothing will change my mind. Well, and I think, you know, that's fair. Like, you still want to give credit to somebody for doing a good thing, even if it's not the candidate that you choose, or if it's not the person that you would want to see in that office. Going back, Barb in New Bedford wrote back. She said, why didn't Obama say he was white? He picked black because he was running for president. I think you have a myopic view, because I said her previous comments were a myopic view. No, you're actually proving my point. Because Barack Obama gets to decide how he wants to identify himself. Because he is of both black and white heritage, he can decide how he wants. And you know what? He can claim both heritages if he wants. Just because you want him to pick one thing or the other doesn't mean that he has to. And by the way, he never argued that point. He never said, I don't have any white heritage. But the idea that this is an either-or situation is what I can't wrap my head around. He's factually black. And so, therefore, he is the first black president, and he can run as such. I don't get what people can't understand about that. I don't get what people can't understand about the fact that Kamala Harris is black and Indian. And so that means she's the first Indian person to be elected the Attorney General in California. And why do they point that out, that she was the first Indian person? Because they probably already had a black person elected, so she's not the first black person. So that's part of it. That doesn't mean that she ran as somebody who said, I'm only Indian. That was just the milestone portion of it. She's a couple of different milestones as vice president, the first female vice president. She's the first black vice president. She's the first Indian vice president. One doesn't negate the other. So if you come from, you know, a mixed heritage, let's say you're Portuguese and Irish. Let's say you're Madeiran and Irish. 50% Portuguese, 50% Madeiran, 50% Irish. And you go to the Madeiran Feast, the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament, this weekend. Does that mean that you can't participate in everything that's going on because you're 50% Irish? Does that mean that you can't show up and claim? You can serve on the committee if you're 50% Madeiran. So the same thing applies here. You can be two things at the same time. You don't have to pick one over the other. If you are part of both heritages, you can claim both heritages. You can celebrate both if you want and observe both and identify as both. You don't have to. I don't get why that's so hard for people to understand. You don't get to decide. Donald Trump doesn't get to decide. And really, for that matter, the media doesn't get to decide what somebody's identity is. And as I mentioned to an earlier caller, Omarosa pointed out last night on CNN, that Donald Trump wrote in The Art of the Deal that he was Swedish when he's neither. He's German and Irish. So he just made up an identity. Is that a problem? You know, I'll never forget when I was younger, my uncle, who was, 100% Irish, I said something to him about, I wish I had some Irish in me, and I really identify with the Irish culture. I like it. I'd love to go and live in Ireland someday, or at least, have a vacation home there or something. I've always been drawn to all things Ireland and Irish. And he looked at me and he said, "It's all right, Tim. You can be Irish. We'll let you." I guess I can't be Irish, though, because Donald Trump won't like it if I say it. 508-996-0500. Got to take a break here. We'll be right back. And Rockin' the Paradise, the 10th song that sticks. The 10th song played on MTV on this date, 1981. Very quickly, for more than a century, Gaspar Sausage Company has been recognized as the largest manufacturer of Portuguese smoked sausage in the United States. But you don't have to be Portuguese to love linguiça and chouriço. Thousands of food lovers of all ethnic backgrounds have also learned to treasure these smoky, zesty, flavorful sausages. There are so many ways to enjoy Gaspar's. It's good on the grill, good in any of your recipes, any time of the year, and any meal of the day. It's great for breakfast as a substitute for bacon. You can put it in an omelet. You can put it on a breakfast sandwich, even in a quiche. For lunch, you can grill it, slice it up, put it in a sandwich, put it on a salad, have some kale soup. You can put it in spaghetti sauce, in a clam boil, or just have it as an appetizer. Oh, flaming chorizo, so good. So if you want to find out some more recipes, just go to their website, GasparSausage.com. Gaspar Sausage is available at your favorite grocery store, or go to their factory store on Fawns Corner Road in Dartmouth. Let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I try to hear most of the call, but I'm in and out of the car, and I heard enough with you and this blackness thing here. You know what's going on, but you're going to put your spin on it, because after all, you're voting for the girl, and, a commie, voting for a commie, that's what it is. And, Kamala, if you think I'm going to speak like that to make your ass happy, that's not going to happen.
Kamala, really? That's her name.
Okay, now listen, this whole thing with this blackness thing, it reminds me of Liz Warren, who overnight became a Native American overnight, So you know what's going on with this blackness thing, but I understand.
Why does it remind you of that?
Well, because she wasn't saying, like, for the longest time that she was a Native American.
Right, but Kamala Harris has always said that she's black.
No, but she never brought it up. It never came up like this.
She didn't bring it up. Donald Trump brought it up.
Yeah, well, because something was going on with this whole blackness thing. I mean, I've been missing things here and there. But we can see right through this, and I know you can, too. I know you can. But you've got to get it in there, because she's your choice, which is going to be one big hell of a mistake.
So,
because you know that she's a Nazi. Look at the thing she's done. You can't hide it.
This is not anything new. She has always said that she's of black heritage.
But that's not the way we're spinning this whole thing, and you know it.
No, the person who's spinning it is Donald Trump, because he decided to call out whether or not she actually is black.
I'm on Donald Trump's side. Listen, I care about the price of gas in my tank. I care about the prices of food. We can't even buy food anymore. It's ridiculous. I've had to really tighten my belt. Not that I need to shrink my ass, because I do. But I should be able to shop in comfort, not expecting things for free. But come on. You know what my diet is now. It's getting harder and harder to buy what I think is healthy for me. Because more and more every day I'm finding things that no human being should be swallowing at all. It's ridiculous. And people are poisoning their kids. They're coming out with a new box of cereal every single day. If I had to use my Facebook just for cereal, it would take up every single day, every single post. And they're trying to get rid of me anyway on there now. So I can't. It's to the point that I can't post anything now.
I had a conversation with Mark Zuckerberg about you. Yeah, he's well aware.
I don't care about him. What about that? What that Elon? I think he's gonna. They're saying. I don't know if it's true now. Fact check it for me. He's trying to. They're trying to say Elon Musk is going to buy ABC and dump The View, which is the best thing anybody can do because they're all evil. They're all communists, and you know it. And that's the worst show on TV. So is that true? Is he going to buy ABC?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about that. It would be a very large acquisition that I couldn't imagine he'd want to spend the money on. Because ABC is part of Disney, and I don't think Disney's looking to sell off ABC.
Well, Disney's rotten. You know that.
No.
You know that Disney's no good.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, you do. You know. Comma, la. When I saw that comma and then the la, you know, it's just like you to do something like that. But no, because I call her what I want on my page. You can't do anything about that, Mr. Weisberg.
I'll just have Mark Zuckerberg take care of it. I got him on speed dial.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Yep.
All right. You have a good day.
I tried to get in a couple of times, but I'm in and out of the car, so I tried.
You're a very busy person. I understand.
Have a good day, dear.
You as well. 508-996-0500. Yeah, Zuck, if you're listening, go easy on Mary. She's just trying to inform people about what's in the food. That's all. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be turning things over to Chris McCarthy. He is down there at the Museum of Madeiran Heritage, right at the edge of the feast grounds, right at the edge of Madeira Field, down in New Bedford. And if you are going to the feast this weekend, you want to stop by the museum as well. Because not only is it nice and air-conditioned, it'll give you a nice respite from the heat outside, but you can actually learn a lot about the Madeiran heritage there. And it's such a well-maintained museum with a lot of information, a lot of artifacts to check out, and knowledgeable people who can give you the true history. And they'll talk about some of that today on the program, but it's only going to scratch the surface of what you can learn by going to the museum. So if you're going down to the feast, make sure you take a few moments at least. Stop by, see the museum. Make a little donation to help them keep going. And then you'll be armed with a better appreciation of the Madeiran heritage and culture. As you are out celebrating it, having your wine, having some of the delicious food, hearing some of the great music, and the whole area down there, you know, it's a little bit of a break. It's away from the bigger crowds that happen further up in front of the main stage. And so if you're a little bit down there in the area, it's all nice. It's covered with vines. It's a little shadier. They also have a wine booth down there with lines that'll be not nearly as long as the ones at the main wine hut. So be sure to head down that way. And again, you can head into the museum and learn a little something while you're down there celebrating. Should be a really fun weekend, but just make sure you stay hydrated while you're out there celebrating. It's going to be hot today. Make sure that you are keeping yourself as cool as possible and you don't overdo it. Here is a heat advisory. We'll go on until 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.